This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. We're the safest and healthiest humans who ever lived, but we sure don't act like it. Why are we so afraid? In this segment, you'll listen in as I speak with Dan Gardner. Gardner is the author of Risk, The Science and Politics of Fear, and a columnist for the Ottawa Citizen, specializing in criminal justice and other investigative issues. Hi, Dan. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for calling.
In your book, Risk, The Science and Politics of Fear, you state that we are the safest and healthiest people in history, yet we live in a culture of fear. Why?
Well, that's the $64,000 question, and it's pretty extraordinary, isn't it, when you stop and think about the advances that have been made in health and safety over the last 100 years. And sociologists talk about modern Western societies as what they call risk societies, meaning that we are increasingly preoccupied with threats to health and safety. This is a strange paradox. My argument basically involves three elements. One is the media. I'm a journalist, and I know the media. I love what the media do in some cases, but I also acknowledge that we do some things which are not helpful at all in understanding risk. And so the media have to bear some responsibility. Then there's fear marketers. There are individuals and organizations, a long, long list of individuals and organizations who profit by the promotion of fear. And then the third factor, and the most fundamental, is psychology. It's how our brain works, how we perceive things, how we make decisions. And it's when you connect these three factors, psychology, media, fear marketers, and the influence of each on the other, that you begin to realize why it is that our risk perceptions can be so completely out of alignment with reality.
You write about our two minds, intuition or gut instinct and reason. Can you share the characteristics of these two minds?
Yeah, if you ask a cognitive psychologist, you know, tell me about thinking, how do people make decisions? How do we decide what to worry about and what not to worry about? They'll start with this model of two minds. We have a conscious mind. That's the mind that's having this conversation now or listening to this conversation now. And the conscious mind tends to think that it's in charge because it's only aware of itself by definition. Well, that's a cognitive illusion. In fact, there's a whole lot that's happening in our brains that's happening beneath the level of consciousness. That's the unconscious mind. And they're constantly working together, influencing one another in very complicated and subtle ways. The great feature of the unconscious mind is its speed. It can deliver a judgment to you instantaneously. These are, you know, the famous snap judgments. You just suddenly have a sense that something is true. And if I ask you why, you may not be able to articulate why. You just have a sense that it's true. And we experience those conclusions in the form of intuitions, hunches, emotions. You know, that's very useful. Bear in mind, throughout our evolutionary history, we can even say that our species has survived as a result of it. Ideally, what should happen is, the unconscious mind delivers an instantaneous snap judgment, and then the conscious mind comes and looks at it and says, does this make sense? Does this really fit the evidence? Is this a rational conclusion? And then at the end of this process, you should have your final decision. And if you go through those steps, it'll probably be a pretty good decision. But we typically don't go through those two steps. What happens is when we have a strong hunch that something is true, we go with our guts. That's true of most folks, and that is where we get into big trouble.
You've explained how these two sides of our brain aren't working well together. They're not really equipped for the information age, are they?
The genus Homo has existed for about 2 million years. Our species has existed for about 200,000 years. And in virtually all of that time, we lived as, little bands of hunter-gatherers, eking out survival on the plains of Africa. That is human history. It's only quite recent that the world began to change for humans. Well, in evolutionary terms, if you look at humans as a species, you realize that the environment which we have almost always lived in is the Old Stone Age. And the pressures of that environment shaped our brain. That's where our brains evolved. And it's that mismatch between our Stone Age brains and the information age, the environment in which we live, that can cause things to go terribly, terribly wrong. You understand that perfectly well. But the important thing is that your unconscious mind delivers snap judgments. Well, the question is, how does it deliver snap judgments? How come it's so much faster than the conscious mind? And the reason why is that it doesn't survey all the available information, and it doesn't think about it logically. That's what the conscious mind does. For instance, we don't allow children to play unsupervised outside, as children have done since the dawn of time. So what are they doing? They're staying inside, they're playing video games, they're eating junk food, they're getting fat, and they're running the risk of juvenile diabetes, which is a real risk. You know, so there are real consequences to getting risk wrong.
You write about some concerns that we're just letting go by unnoticed. Can you share a few of these?
Well, go and take a look at the list of things that actually kill people today in modern societies. And what you'll find is you'll find heart disease and you'll find diabetes and so on. And what all of these things have in common is that they're heavily involved with lifestyle. And these are the things that kill people by the millions. These causes of death actually get less attention in the media, far less attention, than is warranted by the numbers of people who are killed by them. Well, you know, why aren't they aware of that? The media don't report it. The media don't report asthma deaths, but they do report every tornado death because it's dramatic and vivid and so on. Now, if you take that media misreporting and then you run it through the psychological mechanisms I discussed, then you understand why do people judge the risk of death by tornado to be so much greater than death by asthma, when in the reality is quite the reverse.
The final chapter of your book is entitled, There's Never Been a Better Time to Be Alive. Why so?
Life expectancy. Life expectancy in societies down through history has been ranged between 30 years and 50 years. Today, in the modern West, you know, you can expect to live to be 80. The World Health Organization did a fascinating report in which they looked at a number of factors which can affect life expectancy and child mortality, and they devised three scenarios looking into the future 30 years. There was a baseline scenario, an optimistic scenario, and a pessimistic scenario, and what they found is that both child mortality falls and life expectancy increases in every region of the world under all three scenarios. You know, I can't emphasize strongly enough how historically unusual this is and how profoundly grateful we should be that, you know, we are at risk, of course. We have serious dangers. There are things that we should worry about, certainly. But at the same time, we should realize how much lower the risks we face are today, and how much greater our life expectancy is, how much safer our children are, and we should be profoundly grateful for that.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For more information on how you can get speakers like Dan Gardner at your next event, please visit the Speaker Spotlight website at www.speakers.ca.
Got perspective? Cognos Performance Perspectives is the Cognos e-newsletter for business intelligence, enterprise planning, and performance management. It's your source for exclusive interviews, insights, and opinion on industry trends. It's a perspective unique to Cognos, one we think you'll enjoy. Get the newsletter and get a new perspective. Subscribe now at cognos.com/newsletter.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.